Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Dr. Lauren Anthony, Medical Laboratory Director with Allina Health. Topic, blood donation awareness. It is trauma season that we're entering. And I think it's always a good time to give blood, probably. Dr. Anthony, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Is it heightened now because of accidents more than any other time of the year? What is it when we start talking about trauma season?
Yeah, trauma season is summer, and it's the warm months between Memorial Day and Labor Day. People are out more, they're going on road trips, they're playing sports, and they're out on the water enjoying swimming and boating. So as the temperatures rise, injuries rise. People are out there focused on fun, and safety is not always their first thought. So trauma season does mean more accidents, more injuries, and more bleeding.
I'm going to ask you a stupid question, but I'm kind of dumb, so it makes sense to our audience. Does COVID have anything to do with giving blood? In other words, when you take somebody's a blood test, can you detect if they have COVID or not?
That's actually a very good question. For one thing, it's very safe to donate, but it has affected the donor centers because they have extra safety measures in place while they're at the donor center. They have distancing and extra disinfection and so forth when they're collecting the blood units from volunteers. And they can't tell directly from your blood if you have COVID. That the answer is no. But it does affect donations because the blood centers have to be more careful to meet the requirements now that they have because of pandemic.
But it also means that you could donate even if you have COVID or not. It doesn't infect or at all compromise your blood.
No, you should never donate when you feel ill. They screen for all of that.
Yeah.
And, you get your temperature taken and your blood pressure measured and your hemoglobin level checked when you donate. And they go through a very extensive health questionnaire. So you should be feeling well when you donate.
Now, I've been given a lot of blood the last couple of years. And one of the things they tell me is that it's like an oil change, that it's good for your body to regenerate new blood. Can you explain that a little bit? Because it motivates me to hear that.
Well, if you're a healthy person, you can certainly spare a donation of blood. And you can readily replenish it from your bone marrow. So healthy individuals can donate blood with no harm, and it can have some benefits. Generally, stimulates your bone marrow and causes you to make additional blood cells to replenish the ones that you donated. So it's a win-win.
How can you give us any numbers of what the need is? I mean, do you measure it in pints and in what, in terms of how much blood is used, donated blood is used in a week, a month, whatever, at a hospital? And I understand that it would vary based on what hospital you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I work at Allina Health, and we have 11 hospitals, and I would say, it depends on the size of the hospital and what sort of patients you see, what sort of surgeries you do, and whether or not you have a trauma unit in your hospital. But in the Allina system, I'd say we use about 20,000 units of blood per year. So, and that's all to support surgeries, cancer care, and people have bleeding emergencies and are brought into the hospital.
Dr. Anthony, the easiest way to give blood is what if someone has not done it before?
Well, you can find a lot of information these days on the web, and we're lucky in the Twin Cities to have two blood centers. There's Memorial Blood Center and the American Red Cross. And they both have websites with a lot of information and where you can find blood drives, where you can make appointments and get more information about, you know, the donation process. So it's very easy to get the information now from these websites. So I'd encourage folks to visit them. The lineup partners with the Red Cross for our blood drives. So you can visit redcrossblood.org. It's redcrossblood.org. And you can find a blood drive by zip code and all sorts of information about donation.
Yeah, for people that haven't done it before, once you get there, it's a pretty easy process. It's boom, boom, boom. And they've done it before, so they know exactly what they're doing. Hey, thank you so much for giving us some minutes, Dr. Anthony, and have a great weekend.
Okay, well, thank you.
You bet.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.